The winter sun peeked through the gaps between towering buildings, casting patchy shadows on the ground. By the time the rays touched the girl's face, they turned into a cold gust of wind, making her shiver. It felt like she was the last person on Earth. She wore only a windbreaker over her sweater, her long hair haphazardly tied up. Her rosy cheeks and red nose showed the effects of the biting cold. Walking cautiously, she took slow steps, not daring to go too fast or too far. Despite looking down, her alert eyes and tense posture gave away her inner anxiety. Less than an hour ago, she was just an ordinary college student, worrying about being late for an exam. But when she rushed out of her residential area, she noticed something was off. Her hunter instincts kicked in, alerting her to the gravity of the situation. She tried calling her friends and family, but all she got were the same automated messages. The number you have dialed is not in service. Even her foster family's number, which was working fine yesterday, had the same issue. 10 minutes ago, her phone signal vanished completely. No calls, no messages, no internet. Her phone was now useless. 5 minutes ago, she activated her hunter abilities, and to her surprise, the area was filled with supernatural energy, but there wasn't a single person in sight. This once bustling university city had turned into a ghost town with unseen dangers lurking in the shadows, ready to strike at any moment. Beep, beep. Suddenly, a high-pitched electronic alarm rang out, breaking the eerie silence. The slow rhythm suggested it wasn't a danger signal, but the girl, already on edge, jumped in surprise. She halted her steps and glanced around. Then, she rolled up the sleeve of her right hand with her freezing fingers, revealing a peculiar tattoo, a pure black six-pointed star. It looked plain but emitted a sound from a silver electronic watch on her wrist. The larger screen displayed a map of her current location. A green was blinking in the 9 o'clock direction, and a weaker red was nearby. The girl's eyes widened in disbelief. She rubbed her eyes and double-checked. Then, she determined the direction and sprinted towards the green dot's location. Meanwhile, a few blocks away on another street, a handsome brown-haired boy dealt a final blow with a kick. The zombie in front of him split into pieces, its body still attempting to move forward before collapsing to the ground. The severed limbs rolled all the way to the girl's feet, and she turned pale at the gruesome sight. She had almost stepped on them before the boy came to her rescue, grabbing her arm to steady her. "Thanks," the girl said, still pale, frowning as she stood there. She looked at the boy, who had just stood up with a skeptical expression. He was Arthur's recruit, but she had never seen him before.